Hello, hello. This is John Machado speaking. So I met Avi Nardia in 2002 in Los Angeles at my school. So I remember very well when he came to start training. And he didn't say much, just came, signed up as a student, started training. And after many months, he came one day and we started talking more. And he called me on the side. I'll never forget that. And he said, "Listen, Professor Machado, I want to tell you that I found a teacher and that I'm going to be your student." And I was like really puzzled by it. So because he was a very amazing student. But at that day, I found out more about him and his background, and I started getting to know him more as a person, and all that he was doing, all that he was building, and his background in Israel. And I was really blown away because he never mentioned anything until then. And we started this relationship and also a friendship at that time, and where I started seeing what he did, what his system, his ideas were about, and I got really impressed by it. And on his level, I started really seeing his mentality about the practical martial arts and the reality-based martial arts and this concept, and which I really agreed with because I was seeing that happening in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, where people are focused on sports and tournaments, and for many years. And so my folks always stayed more on the practical, on the self-defense aspect of the arts. And also on the teaching, on the training. So we really clicked in that, and I was able to develop this partnership with him throughout, where to share some ideas and understand more the CAPAP, and we brainstorm many things, and I could see something interesting. After Avi, as a student, he got to a certain level on the Jiu-Jitsu, and he was teaching the Jiu-Jitsu because he was always a teacher, always a student, always a teacher. During this whole time, he was teaching, he was learning, so he's always a student, sometimes a teacher. That's how he says, and that's what he was doing. So I really could see something that really impressed me was him, Avi, as a teacher. So in his own, in the CAPAP, on the weapons, in his knowledge, so everything that he knows very well. So he works with a real martial artist mentality, where what he knows, he knows. So otherwise he doesn't even, he won't talk about, or he won't, you know, do anyways. So that's his idea. In Jiu-Jitsu, that started happening also, where the way he was teaching Jiu-Jitsu and how he was getting the Jiu-Jitsu across really impressed me on his talent as a teacher in Jiu-Jitsu. So it's been many years now, so 16 years we know each other. So it's been a great learning experience for myself as well as a martial artist. And I'm very grateful that he became my student and he could share his knowledge with me as well. And we're still doing that. Every time we meet, it's a pleasure because it's like musicians that when get together. He'll say one thing, I'll say another, next thing, there's a music going. It's always like that. So on the phone, we go over ideas because martial arts for life, and we spoke many times about that, the idea of lifestyle, to live the arts and to apply in your life in every area that you, that of your, on the different facets of your own life. So dealing with people in business and in your health and to be a complete human being. And I see martial arts such as an amazing tool for that. And I see Avi doing that with the quality of people that he works with and the students that he builds around the world. And many of them I have the pleasure to work with as eventually and I can confirm that and see how good they are, how talented they are, and really, it's always give me so much fulfillment to see that, how he's always growing, and we are both evolving and always growing. So I'm excited for this book. I want to share this book with my students as well. And let's have many years to come more in this relationship and keep growing as martial artists. Because the world needs more good martial artists. And that's our job. Thanks so much. Okay, Avi.